والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. One of the best ways to maximize your hasanat in the month of Ramadan is to have a sense of urgency. Sense of urgency. That we don't have so much to stay in this world, and we have a very limited time, and this could be your last Ramadan. This is one of the ways that gives you urgency. When I was working on the Clear Quran translation, I was telling myself, maybe I'm not going to be able to finish this project. Just like, you know, Tafsir al-Jalalain, Tafsir Jalal al-Din al-Mahalli, he started to make Tafsir al-Quran. You're familiar with Tafsir al-Jalalain. So basically he said, I'm going to start from Kahf, finish Surah Nas, and when I finish, I'm going to go back and do from Fatiha to Surah Isra. So what happened after he finished from Kahf to Surah Nas, you know, he got busy here and there, and by the time he wanted to start to do from Fatiha to Surah Isra, he passed away, he died. He just did the second half of the tafsir. Then, a couple of years later, came Jalal al-Din al-Suyuti, he did the first half, right? So we shouldn't delay. If you want to do something good, if you want to do something the best way, you always have to have the sense of urgency. If you pray and your niyyah is, this could be my last salah. And one thing to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us, the first impressions will last forever. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what matters to Allah is the last impression. So for example, if you die in Hajj, on Yawm al-Qiyamah you would be saying Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. If you die in Sajda, on Yawm al-Qiyamah you would be making Sajda, and so on and so forth. So the last impression will last with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how you start your life. What matters is how you seal your life. So there was this story that happened in Egypt a long time ago. There was this guy, he was working in the field, fallah. He was working in the farm, and he basically had a coma. It was hot, dehydration, he fell down, he had a coma. So people there, masakin, they're not doctors, so they thought he actually died. So they washed him, they took him to the masjid for janazah, and while the imam is praying janazah for him, the guy regained his consciousness. He woke up, and he opened the casket, and as soon as the people saw the casket moving, they freaked out. And, you know, some of them, they started to jump out of the window. Some ran away from the door. The imam, he jumped off of the minaret. He ran away. First guy. Subhanallah. So now it could happen to you. Wallahi, I have seen some people, 20 years old, 18 years old, very young, and they died peacefully in their sleep. They didn't have any medical problem, nothing. Wallahi, nothing. They were very healthy. No problem. And they died, you know? So now, we will do this little experiment. I know some of you will hate me, but you will remember this experiment. So let's say that you have a coma or a stroke, something bad happens to you, and the lights are out. Okay, this is the experiment. Jazakallah. So basically, what happened? Your wife came from shopping with your kids, and you looked at the bill, the receipts, you have a heart attack, right? So they took you to the doctor. Or, you know, for the sisters, say for example, your husband is on Facebook, there is a sister in the community, she cooked something, biryani, maqluba, something beautiful, mashallah, delicious, and she posted the picture on Facebook, and your husband happened to like the picture, and they leave a comment that say, mashallah, this is amazing. So for the wife, oh, he's saying her food is amazing. He doesn't like my food anymore. A stroke or a heart attack, right? Lights are on. The doctor tells you, yeah, actually you turned off the one in the back. Yeah, for the sister, you have to turn it on. Jazakallah khair. Okay, no, it's still off in the back. We're good. So basically, they took you to the doctor, and the doctor says, I have some good news for you and some bad news. Okay, what is the good news? The good news, you're going to live. And the bad news is, you will live for 1 month. It's not as good. But anyway, so you have 1 month to live. So now if the doctor tells you, you have this only 1 month to live in this dunya, Now this gives you a sense of urgency, right? So now, what are the things that I'm going to do in this last month of my life? I asked one guy one time, if you have 1 week or 1 month to live, they said, Wallahi, I would make one sajda till the end of the month. I'm not going to raise my head. I said, but what about movies? What about games? What about cricket? No, forget it, man. Forget it. Khalas, finished. So, salah, siyam the proper way, standing at night. What about your mom? You didn't call your mom in a year. I'm going to go to my mom and kiss her hands and tell her how much I love her, because this could be the last time I'll see her. Spend time with your family. Who knows? This could be the last time. If you have money and you didn't do your hajj yet, maybe consider going for hajj if you have time. If you have money, Allah blessed you with money and you didn't give your zakah, you have to do it, man. Because if you don't do all of these things and you have the ability, you will be in big trouble. If you always delay your salah for no reason, then you have to consider doing your salah on time. And we mentioned before that wallahi, if you think about your life, how you spend your life, I gave this example in one khutbah, if you think you are going to live for 60 years in this world, the way you spend your life these 60 years, 20 years of your life you are in bed, you are asleep, because you sleep 7-8 hours a day, that's 1/3 of your day you are asleep, doing nothing but snoring. You're not doing anything, kicking and snoring. Then if you eat like 1 hour a day, I know people eat like 7 meals a day, but if, let's say you eat like 3 meals like regular people, that's 3 years straight eating non-stop. If you spend half an hour, 45 minutes in the washroom, that's another 2 years of your life straight in the washroom. I know people spend more time in the washroom, especially when they take a shower and they sing and you know, they echo, mashallah, they feel like I have the most beautiful voice in the world. You know, like Donald Duck or something, amazing voice. Yeah, so because of the echo, that's 2-3 years in the washroom. Facebook, 7 years of your life. You know, going to school, another 10 years of your life. Going to work, commuting, another 15 of your years of your life. You will end up basically with less than 1 year that you actually spent in ibadah. And this less than 1 year you spend in ibadah, in salah, and fasting, this is actually what will give you Jannah. So you might as well make it quality time. So when the time for namaz comes, wallahi, leave everything in your hand. The reason they don't say in Adhan, Allahu Kabir, they say Allahu Akbar, because Allah is bigger, Allah is greater than anything that you are doing right now. Whether it's work, homework, whether you are playing video games, you are watching movies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than anything. You have to leave everything and go and do your salah. But if you delay your salah, and 2 minutes before Adhan al-Asr, the next salah, you go pray like faster than light, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is not salah, man. Because we know when you pray, you are talking to Allah. In the hadith in Bukhari, when you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah will say Hamadani Abdi. My servant has praised me. When you say Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah will say, my servant has glorified me. So it is supposed to be a dialogue. But when you do it very fast, it is not a dialogue anymore. This is a monologue. You are talking to yourself. So, we spoke about the things that you are going to do if you have the sense of urgency. The things that you will not do in the last month of your life. Anything else? I don't know, like... Because you know this is the last part of your life, and you need to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in good terms. So when you have this feeling of urgency, this will help you do more in this month, because it could be your last. Because I know for sure, some people, some of my friends, some people I know, who were here in this masjid, who were in other masajid last year, but this Ramadan we don't have them. Don't say, oh, I'm too young. No. There's no age for death. You could be 17 years old, you could be 91, you could be 2 years old. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So always keep this sense of urgency. I want to leave a legacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before I leave this world. The question for last night was, and the answer actually is, there's a hadith in Bukhari. The sun set at the time of the Prophet ﷺ in the month of Ramadan, and the people started to eat their iftar. A few minutes later, the sun came out. It turned out it was a big cloud that blocked the sun, and then the sun came out, and the Prophet ﷺ told them, when they said, okay, what are we going to do? The Prophet ﷺ said, just continue your fast and khalas. No problem. Because you didn't eat on purpose, you thought it was Maghrib time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ghafoor rahim. And the winner is Ziyad Mustafa. Ziyad Mustafa. Fast. Jazakallah khairan. High five. Ahsant. This for you. Jazakallah khair. Tonight's question, very quickly, inshallah. You have to do some research.
Takbir.
Someone was fasting in the month of Ramadan. It is the 15th of Ramadan. They're healthy. Everything is good. Mashallah. But on the 15th of Ramadan, this person died. Who has to fast on their behalf the other 2 weeks of the month of Ramadan? If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow, asr@imammustafa@anatoliacenter.ca. Jazakallah.